Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78, and it's verses 64 to 66.
Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awoke us from sleep, like a strong man shouting because of wine, and he put his adversaries to flight. He put them to everlasting shame.
Hallelujah. It's just a picture. The picture I just get here, you know, is this battle has always been primary against God. This is why the fall came in, and the lying and the stealing and the killing came about, and that because it's time to nullify this great God and his purpose here on this beautiful planet that he made for us, and then burst mankind, and then the enemy came in with his deception. And so this battle has always been the Lord. And I love this picture there of the Lord arising, but he's arising like a person that's got a lot of wine. He's intense, he's focused, and he's on fire, he's raging. And then what happens when the Lord arises, his enemies flee. And we've seen that all through the old covenant. When the enemy came in like a flood, God raises up a standard, something bigger than the flood. And that standard is also a flood, but it's a flood of righteousness, not a flood of ungodliness. And that's the story we've got of God all along. But the beauty, what we've got to all realize, is that God has moved in every way on behalf of himself. Hallowed be his name. That's what Jesus told us to pray. Why? Because his name wasn't hallowed through the fall. But now in the resurrection of Jesus and the defeat of the enemy in Jesus, and in Jesus ruling and reigning, there is victory available. And who is there to declare and stand and walk in the victory? But the soldiers of God, but the sons of God being led by the Spirit. So we can rejoice in this. The victory is God's, and he has done it. He's defeated him in every way, but he's handed it back to us because he gave us the rulership of the world. This world was made for us to take dominion over, and we missed the mark. But praise God, for Jesus has come and he has fulfilled the Father's heart and taken all authority. And now us together with him, co-heirs together with him, married to him, to bear the fruits of God. And that's the beauty. We are called now to stand together with Jesus, with the Father, with all the angels in the victory, and declare it every day, and then partake of that victory as God proportions out the goodness that has to manifest in our lives and then in our surroundings this day and every day. So we all, each and every one of us, as children of the Most High God, have this beautiful victory in Christ Jesus, in the Father's love, with the power of the angels, and every day we have partake of it, and we walk in that consciousness of the goodness of God at all times. So arise and shine. No, darkness has been overcome. Amen. One died for all. One lives for all. The love of God now constrains us to live in this love of God and be light givers and rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.